Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Chris Seatons. Our top local story now, the rain, it is rolling in, another big storm system drenching the greater Los Angeles area that will make it driving hazardous, could pose some big problems for people living in the burn areas, especially in Orange County.
After months of bone-dry weather, we're getting hit for the second time in about 2 weeks, and we're going to be dealing with this possibly through Christmas morning at least. In Orange County, a voluntary evacuation order goes into effect a couple of hours from now in the Silverado, Williams, and Modjeska Canyons, so the bonfire burn areas. This because of the potential for mud or debris flows. Orange County Fire Authority Captain Tang Nguyen said he saw for himself what could happen when a storm hit earlier in the year.
The power of that flow when it comes down, and you know, with that heavy amount of rain in a short period of time, you're susceptible to having, you know, a massive flow like that. You know,
he says if they ask people to leave their homes, they need to get out as quickly as possible.
You know, the last thing we want is to have someone trapped there and not be able to get out and get harmed.
In the meantime, the roads could be a mess for hours because of the oils being washed up and floating on the surface of the water, making driving very, very slick. John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
So right now it looks as though the heavier rain might be sitting out over the Pacific, but it's going to wind up here. And for that report, let's go to the Weather Channel. And here's our meteorologist, Ray Stajic.
That's right, Dick. And so far, the rain's widely scattered and fairly light across Los Angeles County, even on into Orange County and Riverside counties, where there are aerial flood watches that'll kick in later today through tomorrow morning. Moderate to heavier rainfall across Ventura County and out over the Pacific as this latest atmospheric river kind of gets a hold of us. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we did have record rainfall across many areas, and we're above average now for the month by over 2 inches. This is probably not a record rain event. Got to get almost 2 inches in a 24-hour period, at least downtown, to get what we would call record rain for the day, but it'll help. And there will be problems as the roads are going to get slick and as the heavier rain moves south, southeast as we head through, especially midday into the afternoon, evening hours. I think across Los Angeles County, it'll get worse before it gets better. There'll be some minor flooding, pounding water on roadways, rainfall totals, an inch, maybe up to 2 inches, higher totals in the hills. Snow levels will be high at about 8,000 feet and then drop as we look ahead toward Friday and the upcoming weekend. Most of the rain will be done here as we head on through early tomorrow. We may get a break on Saturday, more stormy weather possible Sunday, and I think on again, off again rain into next week.
We could be in for the largest COVID surge yet in LA County, but no lockdown is currently planned.
Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer expects we'll be at about 20,000 new COVID cases a day in just more than a week. But going back to restrictions is a last resort.
I don't think it's necessary right now, because we do have these new tools that we didn't have last year.
Ferrer said most of the cases are likely Omicron.
We're going to do what's in front of us right now. We're going to rely heavily on getting people vaccinated and boosted, on increasing people's access testing and using testing more widely, and keeping our masks on.
LA County's daily COVID cases doubled in one day to 6,500. Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A major COVID testing company here in Southern California says it anticipated the surge.
The founder of testing service CORE, Ann Lee, tells KNX they're ramping up availability, especially in low-income areas.
We have about 11 fixed and mobile sites right now, and we're increasing that by 2 additional sites next week. We'll add on an additional 2 sites after that week, and then we'll kind of take stock on whether or not the demand is being met.
CORE is also seeing a lot more people lining up for their vaccines.
The demand has doubled, and where we don't have daily vaccinations at our testing sites, we're getting a lot more questions about, you know, where can I get vaccinated, and sort of understanding where the schedule and accessibility is.
Lee says Southern California usually gets hit with COVID surges later than places like Europe and New York, giving us the advantage of being able to anticipate demand. Brian Peng, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Police in Covina arresting a murder suspect after an hours-long standoff. 34-year-old Trevor Thompson accused of breaking into a vehicle. This was Tuesday night. And then shooting and killing a man who confronted him about the crime. A tip led police to an apartment where Thompson kept them at bay, literally for hours. When he tried to flee, that's when he was apprehended. The man who died, Joey Casillas, 38-year-old father of three. His mother spoke to reporters.
Joey died trying to help somebody, as he always has been helping his community.
She says her son was planning on taking his three children to Disneyland for the holidays.
Santa Ana considering a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco products. The mayor there saying that vaping has been, quote, off the charts and it's harmful to our youth. Voters approved a measure banning the sale of flavored tobacco in all California last year, but it's on hold after a referendum backed by Big Tobacco qualified for the ballot next year. Council members say they don't want to ban things like hookah, which they say can be part of a cultural tradition.
Four cities in the South Bay hoping to mitigate the effects of a new state housing law that takes effect in the new year. Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach, and Rancho Palos Verdes all put local limits in place related to the law, which allows single-family lots to be divided into duplexes and fourplexes. The controversial measure is meant to help alleviate California's housing crisis, but critics do worry it will destroy the character of local communities.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.